All right. So let's go to questions.
Hi, Galaxis. All of us are very excited to be here. So it's been a great seminar. I feel like I'm in that flow probably better, more regularly than I have been.
Yes.
And I'm not sure why, but things seem to be just showing up when I need them.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
And I like it and I want more of it. Can you suggest maybe what I've been doing right and suggest what I need to do more of to stay in that flow?
All right. Well, if you listen to what we were saying,
yes,
you've got to really make sure that it's untainted. Your giving and receiving are untainted,
mm-hmm.
right? That when you want to give something and you want something in return, to acknowledge that it is an exchange and also to acknowledge this exchange with that other person, whoever it is,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you can keep it clean, if you can keep it clear, then generally that will work pretty well. We would say that the way that what you've been doing better and what is enabling your flow is for you to be able to has been not so much just the giving and receiving practice so much, but in a way of freeing yourself in general of a lot of constraints you used to live under all the time in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that your self-talk, the mind chatter that goes on all day, is definitely much easier on you than it used to be.
Yes, I've been working on that a lot.
Yes, you have. And the less that you are judging yourself, less you are limiting yourself, less that you are kind of critiquing and pushing yourself or driving yourself or feeling any kind of desperation and hurrying yourself up and all that slave driver stuff, you are allowing yourself to feel that flow, to move forward. So that's what you're doing really well. You're improving that dramatically. Your internal self-talk is really starting to clean up. Now, what we suggest is to add more of that, to add more compassion for others in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is going to help you relate to others better and to receive better from others too. It's just to think of that, well, here's another precious human being, whatever their gifts are, I'll receive and I'm going to share with them something, or just anybody that even if you don't interact with them, you're like in a store going down the street and you're seeing someone, just recognize there's a beautiful being in form, in a physical form, and I feel compassion for them. And that compassion is that I understand, I know that they have things that are difficult for them. They have things that are fun for them. They have capacity to give. They have capacity to love. They have capacity to live a full and rich life, even if they may not be doing it right at the moment. But I have that sense of thrill over their human experience, just as I have over mine. And all these people out here have this human experience. There's this beautiful opportunity being human. It's a wonderful creation. Wow, it's so fantastic, so magical. If you can kind of add a little bit of that sparkle, then that will increase the flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? Because that is stuff that you think in your mind. That's beautiful, caring stuff. It doesn't deplete you. It's not forced giving. It's just kind of a recognition and an awe of the beauty of creation and how these people are all crafting their lives in their own unique ways. It opens you up to more receiving, which opens you up to more giving.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. I am feeling, and I don't really have a physical evidence of this, but it feels like there's a couple things going on around the corner that I'm going to be manifesting much more of the career that I'm wanting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't have any physical evidence of this, and also that I'm going to be connecting with a partner, because it's really been a long time since I've had somebody I really, really wanted to be with on a lot of levels. And so maybe you can help me understand why I'm feeling these things right now, why I trust these things.
Well, right now on the planet, there's a kind of an opening to, it's a sliver of an opening, it's just a little door, but it's coming. There's this incredible light chaos that's coming. You're already in it, but what we're talking about is it has a kind of fresh, new kind of life to it. It's, there's something new. A new life is ahead. You're picking up on it. You're feeling how the old is passing away now, that something new is opening up. There's something that's going to be started, something initiated, phenomenally new, glorious in the next few months. You can feel it. You can just, it's just kind of percolating in there. And what also is helping you feel that it's just right around the corner, which it is because you're feeling a sense of movement forward. What's really important to remember right now at this time, even as the past is falling away, for you to continuously find your way, your work, your actions, your giving, your do something towards that career every day, even if it's just writing down stuff in a notebook or typing up some notes of something you thought at some other time, or a little blog of some sort that you might want to send out to somebody, or whatever it is. But do something towards that, or call a person and talk to them, someone who's in that field, or do something, just a little something every day. Well, or at least 5 days of the week, all right? And the reason for that is that that ensures in your whole energy field that you're still aligned and attuned to that choice of a career that you've been wanting. You understand? You have to do a little something.
Okay.
You can't wait. You can't sit around on hold. And you know that. But just a little something. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You don't have to work really, really hard or anything like that. It's really just about keeping your attention on there and indicating that you're giving to that direction, that you're moving in that direction. Now, you could think of this also as a bit of an exchange, too, just like a job is that you work and you receive money. If you're looking at a career thing, you're saying, well, every little bit that I do, every little dreaming that I do, not just meditating, not just imagining you being successful, not that's good, but you want to do some physical activity towards it every day. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. And the interesting thing is that I know that exercise is very good for me. Mm-hmm. And I have been very active with exercise, but I've had zero motivation to get physical. It's very interesting, and I don't know why, because I always find other things to do other than actually exercise, to get out and walk or get on my rebounder or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not doing it regularly, and I have no idea why I don't have the motivation for that.
You're not motivated to exercise, hmm?
No, I'm not motivated to move around a lot. Yeah, you know, I'm much more interested in going inward than actually doing
right. Well, see, when you go inward, in the balance, if it's too much inward, that shuts down the giving-receiving flow. And so you have to be really careful. You want energy's got to continue. You're in a physical body. The body's got to do something. It's got to do something every day. So here's where you learn a sense of loving your body enough to have the discipline to give it 15 minutes of your attention every day. And you don't have to do exercise, repetitive exercise every single day. What you can do is that one day, maybe you do jump on the rebounder and try some different routines. Another day, you take a walk. Okay? Another day, you sit on the floor and just stretch every muscle you can think of. Right? Just kind of stretch. Now, while you're doing this, start talking to your body about how you appreciate it, how you care about it. put your intention on your body to heal and be healthier. Love your body. Fill your body up with your love as you're doing it. Because, you see, your body doesn't really like exercise either. Your body loves to move, though. But it just doesn't like anything repetitive and boring and something it's done over and over and over and over and over again. It's like, oh, that again. Right? You know, everybody gets bored. Your body does too, right? So you want to give your body lots and lots of love when you do a little bit of repetitive exercises. If you can vary your routines, that's excellent. If you can perhaps find some person who's willing to play some kind of sport with you and play, you know, some tennis or, you know, go on jog together or something, that helps too, to have, you know, some people are reinforced that way. But recognize that in your love for your body and for yourself and respecting your own physical capacities and so on, your lack of motivation has to be overcome by your compassion and love for yourself, for your love for your body. You have to recognize, I need to do it for my body. Now, you can ask your body, and if you know how to muscle test or you use a pendulum, your body can tell you what it would like to do. If the body is real tired and all it wants to do is sleep, maybe that's what you need to do, extra sleep for a while. That's always happens sometimes in the winter when people go into the winter. Many people go into this kind of, I just want to hibernate. Now that it's darker, longer, and it's cooler, and there's just this mood, you know, and they just want to hibernate. And so maybe you need to do some hibernation. What we're talking about, though, is that you need to do some physical action towards your goal, whatever it is, every day. Even though it's minor, 5 minutes writing down the things that you want to do, or calling one person and talking to them, or whatever it is, you need to do something towards your career every day. Now, as far as your body's health, there are some days you can skip exercise and just sleep more or just lie down and rest more. Okay? Take the slave driver off and just relax. But you really need to at least 3 times a week get some good exercise, get a little bit of increase the heart rate a little bit, get a little bit of aerobic something. And it doesn't have to be much. You know, 5 minutes of intense aerobic, and then you quiet for a few minutes, and then 5 more minutes, you've got it. You understand? Yeah.
And it's such a nice neighborhood to get out and walk in. So,
right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could do that for sure.
That's right. What your body would really like to do is do something similar to kind of what you did when you were a kid. You know, all the different types of things your body did when you were a kid. You know, crawling up this and that. You know, crawling up a hill, climbing a tree. You know, all sorts of strange postures, positions, movements, and so on. If you can find anything that could give you a variety of movements, your body would be really happy.
Oh, okay.
It would really like that. Not to risk your health or in any way, but just realize that something that feels different, a different kind of movement. Walking is boring. But it's good. It's good for the body, but it's a little boring if you do it all the time, and that's it, right?
Yes. Okay, I will look into some other things. Thank you very much, Galexis. I sure appreciate it.
You're certainly welcome, dear one.
All right.
All right.
So here is another question.
All right.
And that is, if you could talk about living in the now, and how about loving what it is? Kevin thinks that loving what is seems to be scary to our egos. And why is that?
Oh, okay. Well, the ego is definitely scared if you accept everything as is. Because the ego likes things to be better than other things. And so therefore the ego says, well, if you accept everything as is, and that all is okay. So, you know, where is the value in that, right? Well, you know, I want something that is more important or better than something else. So, yeah, the ego is going to be not too happy with just accepting things, because also the ego thinks, well, if I'm accepting everything, that's actually a surrendering. I'm surrendering my life. I'm not succeeding. I'm failing. I'm like putting up with whatever it is. I'm compromising. I'm just, whatever is okay. Well, I'm just, you know, well, I've lost it now. But actually, in the acceptance of everything as is, you're basically allowing yourself to become more fully in love with yourself in the moment. Because you take all the pressure off to be better than. You take all the fear away that somehow or another you're not doing something important enough or good enough or smart enough or whatever. There's never this issue about enough or not enough. What is. And in the now is everything. There's a sense of safety, a sense of peace, and a sense of abundance if you really get into the now and let go of the future, let go of the past, and just kind of come present with yourself. You can feel a sense of safety. Now, it's fleeting because, you know, you're always going to be thinking about, well, what do I want to do now and what's next? And you're still thinking about what you did yesterday that didn't end all that well. And so there's stuff to process. However, if you accept your reality the way it is, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to improve it. If you don't accept the way it is, you lose a lot of energy fighting and resisting it. So actually being in the now is kind of the art of releasing all the resistance to allowing yourself to be open, to be free. And in that openness and in that peace and freedom of the moment, you can receive. You can ask for what it is you desire. You can make a choice that is filled with power. The now, of course, is that moment of power. And so you can have more inspiration, more creativity, better imagination, and make your choices better if you'll get into the now and not worry about the future or feel guilty about the past. As we were talking earlier, we were talking about you want to make sure that your giving and receiving isn't tainted. But a lot of times people's giving is tainted because of shame from their past, that they feel they must redeem themselves somehow, or that they feel this kind of ongoing sense of guilt. There are a lot of people who go around just feeling guilty as just a sense of being. That's just the way they are. They just feel guilty all the time. They never have done enough. They never seem to be able to be loving enough, nice enough, giving enough, powerful enough, rich enough, smart enough, whatever it is. They're never quite enough, and they feel kind of guilty about it. But if you can get into the now and let that go, deliberately and consciously, and be unattached to the thoughts that go by. While for some people this is a meditation, what can really happen is that you attune to yourself, you attune more to your truth. And in that openness, you can receive more of the grace of your very being.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope.